And in this segment, I'm in Studio 4A, where I'm joined by the Madrigal Singers of the St. Albans and National Cathedral Schools of Washington, D.C., under the direction of Mr. Benjamin Hutto.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Let heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and earth and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let us our songs implore. O'er fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. No more the sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. To make His blessings flow, far as the curses are, far as the curses are, far as the curses found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness.
Beautiful. The Madrigal Singers of the National Cathedral and St. Albans Schools in Washington. I guess the 22 of you just got together today and decided you'd start a singing group, eh? You just formed this right away, spontaneously? No. Mr. Hutto, how hard does this group work at singing?
This group works very hard. We have some very great talent and some very great dedication in this group.
Who's a willing spokesperson here for the group? Over here? Yes, you are?
Katie.
Is that Katie Vols?
Yes, hi.
Katie Vols, how much time do you put into the Madrigal Singers?
We rehearse an hour and 15 minutes a week, and usually we come early and go over stuff sometimes.
It's fun?
Yeah.
You like
this? Very.
Agreement all around here? You enjoy this?
Yes.
Now, on Christmas Day, many of us hear on public radio the Festival of Lessons and Carols, a broadcast from Cambridge University, and it always begins with this wonderful carol, Once in Royal David City, and you're going to perform this for us.
We are, with pleasure.
Once in a royal David City stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child.
Wonderful. And special thanks to Mary Hartley, our soloist at the opening. Mary, you had all the 5 minutes warning there that you'd have to do that. How long have you been with the Madrigal Singers?
I've been in Madrigal since last year, actually, for only 2 years, since my junior year.
And do you have other musical activities in addition to this?
Yes, I'm also in the 90-member co-ed chorale and Sarsaparilla, which is National Cathedral School's a cappella group.
Yeah, I have to tell you, on behalf of the those of us who cannot carry a tune, the idea of somebody pointing at you and you're hitting the note is just it's a wonder whenever anyone who can sing can do it, and you do it very beautifully.
Thank you.
When did all of you learn Japanese?
Well, we have an opportunity each December to sing at an embassy. St. Albans has a Christmas house tour, and to kick that off, they invite everyone to one of the embassies. This year, the Japanese ambassador and his wife were kind enough to host us. And so in honor of them and in honor of the place where we found ourselves, we learned a couple of familiar carols in Japanese.
Well, this will be different from what people hear on other radio programs this year, so let's hear it. Wonderful. One thing that you all obviously learn to do in singing, certainly the English songs, is to enunciate in a special way. Does Mr. Hutto put you through the paces of enunciation? Betsy Reams?
Yes. The consonants and vowel sounds affect tuning, so they're a big part of what Mr. Hutto teaches us.
What do you mean the consonant and vowel sounds affect tuning? What does that mean?
If you say an ah, the note is going to come out differently as if you say an eh, so just because of the mouth shape.
Well, I wonder it would be nice. You were about to answer. What is your name?
Bridget Splane. For a warm-up, often we sing the same note with a, e, e, o, and u, and then we just go up the scale. So we practice singing all the vowel sounds, which is good.
Which is good.
Yes.
It doesn't sound all that interesting, but I guess it's necessary to do.
And sometimes if we're really feeling wild, we put a ma, me, mi, mo, mu, or a dad, de, di, do, do.
That's if you're going to live dangerously.
Right,
on that,
exactly.
On that.
Sometimes maybe we would put a z, but that's pretty rare.
Za, za, zi, zo, zu?
Yeah.
Well, so far, not a single male participant has managed to pierce through in this conversation. Maybe that's just because you're in the back row, but... Who's the veteran male member of the Madrigal Singers?
I'm David Stout. I've been in the Mads for...
The Mads, as you're known for short.
Two or three years. Mm-hmm. Can't quite remember. Long time.
In addition to other activities that you pursue at school?
Yes. I do a lot of stuff. I'm in the chorale along with everyone else here. I'm also in the... St. Albans a cappella quintet, small group, really close harmonies. I run cross country. I compete on the math team, on the chess team, lots of stuff.
You lead a very busy life.
Oh, yes.
What year is this for you in school?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior, yeah. Before you sing one more song for us, which will be your pick, I'd like just for all of you to tell us who you are so everyone can hear who's been singing in this segment.
David Stout.
Charlotte Woolley.
Mary Hartley Platt.
Jeff Elliott Sampson.
Serena Gorman.
Paul Dupuy.
Holly Morrison.
Chris Romley.
Kippy Hillebrandt.
Jay Bookman.
Betsy Reams.
Ben Roberts.
Braden Lake.
Mitch Rosenthal.
Katie Voltz.
Jamie Warlick.
Julie Cotton.
Orlando Suero.
Christina Williams.
Thomas Matthews.
Emily Wilson.
Bridget Splane.
And, of course, Ben Hutto.
Yes.
And how about one more in English before you go?
Thank you.
So it's your choice. What would you like to do? Wonderful.
Ding dong, melody on high, in heaven the bells are ringing. Ding dong. trumpet in the sky is rimmed with angels singing.
You know, I wanted to ask some of you about one other thing. Here in Studio 4A, we can lend a little bit of space to the sound in which you sing. Are we hearing a good bit of reverb right now as I'm speaking? Why don't we add a little bit here for a second, Drew? We'll show it what miracles our engineers can do. There we are. Yeah, here we are right now in the vastness of Studio 4A, which has been achieved entirely through electronic manipulation. But we can come back to Earth right now. You guys get to sing in the National Cathedral, yes? I mean, what a room to play, huh? Yes. Well, since we've subjected you to such a flat environment here that you're singing in, maybe we could try Silent Night one more time. But this time, create a digital cathedral for you as you're doing it.
Cool.
Well, thanks very much to all of you for coming here to perform the Madrigal Singers. And you've been so good, you now have the honor of saying what we say at the end of all such segments. Ready?
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.